Brother Richard Withers has been officially recognized by the Catholic Church as a hermit. He lives alone in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. He began seeking the Church's recognition as a hermit in 1995. Finally, this month, he got it. Brother Richard is a first for Philadelphia, but since 1983, when the Vatican revised canon law to allow bishops to accept hermits, the number has grown. By some estimates, 30 dioceses nationwide now accept hermits. Sister Marion Madden is the vicar for religious in the Diocese of Wheeling, West Virginia, which has recognized 8 hermits, 4 men and 4 women. Sister Marion keeps in touch with them by phone and email, but not too often.
The life is characterized by, first of all, a very strict separation from the world. That's the hallmark of the hermit. And then solitude and silence are very important. Solitude in the sense that it's not the idea of being alone, because they always had the sense of the presence of God with them. And then finally, prayer and penance. So these are what mark their life.
And what is the job of a hermit? What does a hermit do?
Well, the main priority for the hermit is prayer. The inspiration for the person who is in solitude is that a deeper prayer life is needed to survive in a world that's troubled with anxiety. Now, all of us can't do that. You know, many people have families, have responsibilities. And so in a way, the hermit and people who are in contemplative life can offer prayers for us.
Do you, as the representative of the Church, lay down any kind of guidelines for these people that as to how isolated they should be or how much contact they can have? Are there rules about this sort of thing?
The Catholic Church follows canon law, and it's very flexible. The individual hermit draws up an outline of their promised way of life. They do make the vows, which come from the evangelical councils, evangel meaning gospel. And so in Mark's Gospel 10, Jesus said to the rich young man, "One thing you're lacking, go and sell what you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me." But as far as the practical aspect of their way of life, they are to draw up their routine of prayer each day, each week, and also their ascetical practices.
The 8 people that you work with,
yes.
What are they like?
Well, probably the one who has been the hermit the longest has been so for, I think this is the 26th year. And she said how important it is to be perfectly open and honest with God and just continue to deepen in that interior life. Some of the hermits live in proximity to other hermits. In other words, they have their own place to live, but then they come together for prayer and for meals. A couple of them also are weavers. One weaves cloth, and the other one weaves baskets. So this is the way that they support themselves as well.
Do you think this is on the rise, becoming a hermit?
Certainly, people being called to contemplative life is on the rise. Just within the last probably about a year.
Why?
Probably because of the situation in the world, and also the fact that God needs more prayers. In a way, it's like a powerhouse of prayer for others.
Sister Marion Madden is the vicar for religious in the Diocese of Wheeling and Charleston in West Virginia. Sister Marion, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.